We shall not be removed. An open letter to the Culture Secretary from disabled cultural leaders, artists and inclusive companies on safeguarding the future of disability arts in the UK. The letter is addressed to the Right Honourable Oliver Dowden, CBE, Secretary of State for Digital, Culture, Media and Sport. Tuesday the 9th of June, 2020. Dear Secretary of State, the UK's vibrant disability and inclusive arts sector is globally recognised as world-leading. Across the last four decades, a combination of the limitless imagination of disabled artists and essential public funding has led to a never-before-seen flowering of deaf, neurodiverse and disabled talent on our national stages and screens, in our literature and our galleries. Disabled people are increasingly part of the national cultural infrastructure as artists, but also as employees, administrators and trustees, in every art form and in every capacity. It was recently established that disabled people also make up 12% of national arts audiences in England. All this inclusive progress is threatened by COVID-19. The pandemic impacts on livelihoods, health, social care and creativity are all frighteningly magnified for disabled people. Worse, most disabled people operating in the creative industries are self-employed and deeply concerned about their future as a consequence of SEISS ending in August. Many disabled artists are facing long-term shielding, a total loss of income, compromised independent living, and the risk of invisibility in wider society. Disabled cultural leaders call on the government and the sector to ensure the progress that we have collectively made does not falter at this time of crisis. Disabled artists, employees and audiences must be prioritised and celebrated in both cultural policy and delivery. Additionally, the industry that closed in March simply did not work for many of us. The renewal and recovery of the wider cultural industries must be guided by a fully inclusive approach informed by disabled creative professionals to strengthen the accessibility of the sector and implement the learning from this crisis about home working and online access. Our visionary disability arts movement used a phrase in the 1980s that greatly advanced the cause of the social model of disability being adopted across the world. That phrase is as relevant now in the midst of this pandemic as it was then. Nothing about us without us. In this sentiment, we are in full solidarity with our Black and Asian theatre colleagues who wrote to you on the 28th of May, and with the seismic actions being taken across the world through the Black Lives Matter movement. Disability arts is a uniquely British success story, and as disabled people, we wish to play our part in the national recovery. We would welcome the opportunity to discuss our concerns directly. As with your support, Secretary of State, we shall not be removed. And the letter is signed by over 130 disabled artists, disabled-led organisations and disability-focused inclusive organisations. We are We Shall Not Be Removed. We are an alliance of disabled artists, disability arts organisations and disability-focused inclusive organisations, and it's free to join. You can join We Shall Not Be Removed by contacting any of the member organisations or individuals, including Andrew Miller, the UK Government Disability Champion for Arts and Culture, through any of his social media channels, Grey Eye Theatre Company, Little Cog Theatre Company, Birds of Paradise Theatre Company Scotland, University of the Year Typical, Northern Ireland. Disability Arts Cymru, in Wales. Ramps on the Moon and Unlimited. There are also many individual artists and organisations involved. Do get in touch, we'd love to hear from you.